Today, protests continued in Madison, Wisconsin during the U.S. Conference of Mayors. Yesterday, more than 200 people marched through Madison, and today, over 300 people marched under Cities for People banners through the city to the Philip Morris-sponsored Beer, Brats, and Blues event at the University of Wisconsin Student Union. KPFA spoke to Education for the People Executive Director Matt Nelson, one block from the police-blocked student union.
And Matt, can you tell me what's going on right now with the U.S. Conference of Mayors and the protests that we seem to be hearing?
Today is a demonstration of about 300 to 400 people strong, and we're having a people's tour of the city to show the U.S. Conference of Mayors that the lobbyists for the corporations may vote with their checkbooks, but we vote with our feet, with our marches, with our drums, and with our voice, saying that cities are not going to be the brokerage firms for corporate greed.
And how are the police and the rest of the city treating the protest?
The police here have spent over $700,000 of taxpayer money to ensure that the capital gains the corporations seek to pursue are protected. There has been absolutely none disturbance in terms of anything related to property damage, anything related to arrest, no tickets, no citations, just $700,000 worth of wasted taxpayer money protecting corporate greed again.
The U.S. Conference of Mayors meeting has corporate sponsorship not only from Philip Morris, but also DuPont, Daimler Chrysler, Bechtel, and Arthur Anderson all contributed to the conference. The latest Dodge sports utility vehicle was on stage with the Secretary of Health and Human Services and former Wisconsin Governor Tommy Thompson on Saturday. And co-sponsor DuPont Corporation announced its Lead Safe for Kids' Sake Awards to U.S. cities leading the way on environmental education. However, DuPont failed to mention that it is being sued by over 45 different state, city, and municipal districts, including the state of Rhode Island, for the corporation's sale of lead paint. Mike Feinstein, Green Party mayor of Santa Monica, was angry with the corporate influence.
I think it is absolutely appalling that this conference has the kind of corporate sponsorships that it does, including a company like Philip Morris, which kills people all over this nation. And it talks to the hypocrisy that's inherent in our government on every single level. And then that really brings us to the question of why do we, as an organization of cities, need corporate sponsorship in the first place? And that talks about really the maldistribution of wealth in this country, the fact that we have to depend on corporate America to make the city's conference work itself is evidence of how wrong the priorities and how wrong this economic system is here.
The U.S. Conference of Mayors ends on Tuesday with little participation from the public, but consistent participation of corporations. Thank you to the Madison Independent Media Center and Community Radio, WORT, for their contributions to this story. Reporting from Berkeley, for KPFA News, this is Jay Guevara.